Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's time to talk trends, or in this instance, welcome to this episode of On Trendly Ground. That's a Steven Seagal movie, if you didn't know. Shout out Johnny Davis. On Twitter this time, not the Discord, with that short show title, I am Miles, a.k.a. the CEO of the Gray MC 420, which is what I call it when I watch movies on streaming at my house and get so high because you can't smoke that much weed in a movie theater. And I'm joined by today's co-host, Becca, super producer. Becca, how are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Fantastic.
How are
you? Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think it's time to talk that trend talk as we do. First up, actually, let me just get this one out the way. Amir Locke, right? The young man, black man who was shot during a botched no-knock warrant. Yeah. He had a legally registered firearm and he was killed by a SWAT officer. Today we found out that the prosecutors, they said, it's an unspeakable tragedy. This should never have happened at all. Can't believe it. Therefore, they will not file charges against the police officer who fatally killed him. I don't know, man. There's like, the fuckery is nonstop. Like, black people don't have any rights. You don't even have fucking gun rights. But, you know, you see the Second Amendment people real quiet in these instances. Like, when
real quiet.
Yeah. Like, you know, Philando Castile, also a registered gun owner. But again, we see how this country does people when your complexion begins to skew a certain way. And yeah, I mean, his mother was giving comments right after this was announced. And she was like, you know, just devastated as a parent who's had their child taken from them, supposedly. You know, when you think that law enforcement can do their job properly. But here she is telling, you know, the city of Minneapolis, like, you know, like, well, hopefully my son will haunt this person because this was such a tragic way for someone's life to end. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely heartbreaking. Definitely see if you can call your representatives. Like, no knock warrants should not be legal anymore, yeah, anywhere, you know.
And qualified, like, immunity is really, it's, yeah, that's the one we really need to go after, because
yes,
you can't even sue these people.
Yeah, exactly,
because they've basically been given a protective order to do the worst thing. Another thing that's trending, hashtag ripping off Americans. I was like, okay, what's going on here? Well, the oil companies, they have some splaining to do as they are speaking to Congress as we speak, where, you know, Congress is rightly asking, wait, what the fuck is going on with your pricing? Everything I'm seeing from y'all is you have been making so much more money than you ever have ever, but the prices are going up. What's going on? And they say, well, we're just a big oil company. All we do is sell the oil. We don't know what else to do. And you know what? That explanation was not taken, I guess.
So are they saying it's no longer Russia's fault that these oil prices are high? Because wasn't that the whole thing that we noticed the jump in prices when basically World War III started?
The way it was presented, right, is that the conflict in Ukraine has given them cover to not do anything about the gas prices, which were already high, and it just, yes, gave them cover to turn it up even more. But yeah, I think at the end of the day, what we all know is that it's just coming down to corporate greed. I mean, like,
yes,
you know, because when you run a business, right, you have your business costs, and then everything that you, after you cover your business costs, that's your profit, right? You know,
absolutely,
that's the one, that's the little shit you can take home and be like, look at all this shit. I paid everybody. We're good. The materials have been paid for. The overhead's handled. But they're taking home, you know, upwards of $23 billion extra dollars home. And you're like, well, what the fuck is this? Because that means that you covered your shit so well, you did $23 billion better than what you could have. And I understand that the nature of profits and things like that. But that's the numbers we're looking at. And that's why people are like scratching their heads, looking at the prices, being like, can't y'all eat some of this? I feel like you have billions of dollars. So, Representative Debbie Dingell from Michigan's 12th district just sat down to basically ask, like, you know, she's from the, she knows a thing or two about automobiles, I'd imagine, being from Michigan, but was just really questioning this whole idea that the oil companies were putting up, saying, we don't know what to do about the prices. So I'll play this clip of her.
I've heard each of you today point to the complex global commodity market or describe your company simply as price takers. The way you talk about your business, it's as if you have no control over anything and that you're just helpless participants in the global market. But I'm not sure that's true. Your decisions on whether to increase, sustain, or decrease production affect the price per barrel. But isn't it true that your product is the majority of the price that someone is paying, that the customer is paying for the cost of gasoline? So if the price of your product, crude oil, is high, then the price of gasoline at the pump is high, correct?
So just really asking some just basic questions. But yeah, I think, you know, as much as they try, they can't really shift the blame. And I think we just need more people who are aware of the fact that that's how all of this works, rather than, you know, making it easy when you have a lot of uninformed people. You see a Joe Byron sticker on your fucking gas pump and you're like, that's what it is. Thank you, sticker.
Well, I think it's just people feel really, it's kind of like the story we talked about a couple weeks ago about how those airlines were just like setting prices higher. And they're like, isn't it crazy? We just created inflation and people are paying it. It's one of those things where it's like, you need gas. There's mm-hmm. nothing you can do. You can't argue with the gas station attendee being like, I'm not paying $6 a gallon. You got to go somewhere. You're going to pay those $6 a gallon. So it's just, you know, more and more signs that we're heading towards very bad inflation and potential recession. It's very scary.
Most people look at the yield curve and that's inverting and they say, that's usually the one thing we try to keep an eye out on. But I think for most part, you'd say that all of it is happening in real time.
Yeah, Producer Brian said we are definitely in it.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of distance sometimes. You're like, oh, yeah, that's when it was. Right. Okay, I got it. And then Coachella is also trending because they sorted out their Yeezy problem. Everyone's getting free Yeezys now who shows up. So get your Yeezys by pulling up to Indio. No, Kanye is not headlining anymore. So now they've got The Weeknd and Swedish House Mafia to handle their little headliner problem.
Which honestly, I mean, I don't listen to Swedish House Mafia, but The Weeknd, that makes more sense to me.
Oh, like. Yeah. I mean, he's got a new album. I'm sure. I think for him, he probably would have liked a little more time to have a better headlinery stage show. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Brian is saying Swedish House Mafia partially produced his new album. So it's making more and more sense. But I wonder, does that mean like someone's going to be Weeknd 1 and the other person will be Weeknd 2?
Well, Travis Scott also. So I think it might be because Travis Scott is also out.
Right. So then one of them is going to be Weeknd 1 and the other will be Weeknd 2's headliner to replace Kanye and Travis, respectively. Yeah. I see. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to keep talking news.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
I never thought I'd take my 3 young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which is morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. The ultimatum. The dating show that everyone is talking about. It came out? this out?
It came out today, episodes through six. So
tell them about the ultimatum. Tell them what this ultimatum show is, because this is fucking, this is like the lifeblood of bad relationships.
Yes, I'm so stoked. So I actually watched a TikTok about this earlier today, and it is all Texas couples, which I laughed because I was like, of course it is. Of course it's young people being like, we've been dating 9 months. Where's my ring? Where's my ring before spring? So it is all Texas couples. They're all pretty much under the age of 30, except for one couple where the guy is 36 and the girl is 34. And he's the one issuing the ultimatum being like, I want to get married. And it's like, of course he is, because she's 24. Like, duh. But yeah. Anyway, the whole show is about, I don't know how many couples, but I'm assuming probably similar amount to the people they chose on Love is Blind. But right. Maybe like 10 couples, and they, one of the partners issues an ultimatum to get married. Like at the end of this experiment, they either have to choose their partner or potentially one of these other couples' partners in this group.
Because they're mixing
experiment.
Everybody up, right? All yeah. these ultimatum couples, people kind of on wobbly legs together.
Exactly. So all these people have like weird relationship drama, and they're all going in to either save or end their relationship. And each one of them has a couple. Has one partner that chose to be here and like is issuing the ultimatum that like, I want to get married. So you either marry me or we're done at the end of this right. experiment. And so then they get to go on dates with these other couples' partners. And it's so crazy. I'm so excited to watch. I have not watched it yet because obviously it came out today.
Yeah.
I'm a busy girl working. So after work, I'm going to be all up in this. And also
I was
going to
watch
Lachey
the news tonight, but
his wife are hosting.
I
They're
know,
horrible
they...
hosts.
The production team from Love is Blind, because they're behind that too, they love yeah. them some Lachey's.
Which is weird because they're like not good at their job, but...
No, like Vanessa, you know, like I was fucking with you when you were Manilo, you know what I mean? But now you're Lachey, and like, honestly, she's more of a host. Nick is just like, I think I could just handle Vanessa Lachey on her own. Nick's just
like
some
you know me.
Dude.
Famous.
I know, but even on Love is Blind, he was just like there being like, yeah, like, what do you think about this? Like, shut up, Nick. Just stop. Although,
like, they were better at the reunion this past season, but I feel like still, like, they weren't digging into the meat. I'm like, I feel like we didn't get into the drama as much as we could have. Like, it's no Andy Cohen, you know? Like, they
right.
needed
well,
Andy Cohen.
Andy's sloppy. He's a
yeah.
slop. He's
but
a
you
mop
need
bucket.
That. That's
yeah,
like
of
point.
Course. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. It is what it is. But yeah, let me know if you have any tea, you know, about the ultimatum. Maybe you know, because when I do 420 Day Fiancé, so many of our listeners are like, I know this dude from Boston on Married at First Sight. Let me tell you about him. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes, please.
And come on,
you
Becca,
are
you from Texas? Don't you work your sources?
I know. I need to like do some digging when I realize it was everybody. Because the Love is Blind is like based out of Chicago. And there's been this new trend with Netflix reality. They are basing them out of Texas, I have noticed, because they have that like 20 something show, and it's like a bunch, it's like almost like
oh,
the Real
right.
World.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
All
that nobody
like,
watched.
I did binge it over the holidays, oh. and it was fun. It was cute, you
okay,
know?
Okay.
It was weird to be like someone who's lived in Austin and like see all my little old haunts and be like,
oh, right. Be represented, right.
Yeah. But I thought this was a perfect show to be based in Texas because like the women are very much trying to get married after college, and everybody right. I felt like on the internet was like, oh my god, they're so young, and I was like, honey, you're not from the South, you don't get it, like
right
most
right.
people I know are married, like
right.
I'm not friends people I'm friends with because I'm not really friends with many people from home, but I do know a lot of people that are married. I mean, even my brother's engaged and he's only a year older than me,
right?
So you know.
Yeah, but and just to everybody, you know, ultimatums don't work, and they're actually the worst fucking thing in a relationship.
Ultimatums
are for like, you know, drawing boundaries in like geopolitical sort of situations, not in a relationship. Because let me tell you, for all the people who are being like, if only they married me, if you listen to 420 Day Fiancé, you know, there's a phrase I regularly deploy that I say there, which is jewelry won't stop the foolery. Just because they put a ring on it, ain't shit gonna change, except now this motherfucker got a ring on. That's
but
it.
See, I feel like in Texas, people believe that in their soul, though. They're like, but if we get engaged...
But it will stop the foolery.
Perfect.
Damn, I wonder if that merch will do numbers in Texas for all my people who believe that. They're like, jewelry won't stop the foolery.
No. I mean, I would wear that shirt. I love that expression. I think that is so, so funny. There are just so many people from college that I know that were like, I'm just here for my ring by spring. And then they got divorced by 23.
Ring by spring. That whole culture... I love it. I love to hear it. Whenever I hear people from the South and in Texas talk about like just the culture around it. Meanwhile, we're over here like, we're all haunted by our parents' fucked up marriages. Like, get the fuck away from me forever.
Well, isn't that the saddest thing too? Because like they are also haunted from their parents' marriages.
Right.
A lot of those kids are kids of divorce, but they're like...
But the culture's stronger to be married by a certain age than having any awareness around your own trauma because
your parents were unhealthy. Yes, the romanticism of the marriage is stronger than looking at your parents knowing they got divorced.
Right. Like, meanwhile, we're just like city rats over here. We're like, get away. Okay. New thing that's trending also, Doctor Strange trailer. The tickets went on sale, and you'll hear it was not easy to get those tickets if you wanted to see that. Was it like Multiverse of Madness?
It is called Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
See, exactly. Like, for me, a huge Strange head, you know what I mean? Because of my just weirdly shaped head. But I'm also into Doctor Strange. It all works out for all of us. Did you see the trailer?
I have it open literally in this tab here, but I have not watched it. I did watch the other trailer, and I saw it when I, or like the preview when I went to go see Spider-Man back in, I don't even remember.
Like a month ago, like, 2 months ago?
That was like January? Yeah, I was about to say.
Right.
Yeah, January. I think it's interesting. I'm a big Marvel. I mean, I shouldn't say big fan because I feel like people will come for me. I enjoy Marvel.
He fucks with the Marvels.
Yeah. I'm familiar. I've kept up. I haven't seen everything, or maybe I have, but I don't remember.
Right.
I'm intrigued by this one just because I like Scarlet Witch, and I'm very excited about that. But I think she's supposed to be the villain, which makes me sad because we love to see a girl boss win, and I don't want to see her be evil.
Right. Okay.
I just like that she has a range of emotion. She's very, if you watch WandaVision, you know, it was so, so, so beautiful. And I think one of the best things that like Disney has done with Marvel, in my opinion, I just really loved WandaVision. I feel like it really gave a female character depth in a way that we don't normally get to see those like female superheroes or antiheroes. And it really like dealt with trauma, I think, in a really beautiful way. I cried so much, and I thought it was lovely. So I can't wait to see her in this.
Okay. I like this. Keep your eyes peeled for that Multiverse Madness. Like, I got 17 more films to watch, and then I'll have some TV shows to watch, and then I'll start to know what's going on. Although, like I was saying earlier, I watched the first two Spider-Man movies out of order last month. Because I was like, man, let me see what this Spider-Man's about. I was just like, wait. I was watching. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And I was watching the one after the big, what was it? Was it Infinity War? Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one that came after Infinity War. And I was like, the fuck is this? And I was like, I mean, I know about that from the comic, but I'm like, oh, they just did that? Not realizing.
Yeah, the one with Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole cinematic universe, it turns out. and I'm slowly getting into it. It's weird. My whole thing is like, I used to read so many Marvel comics that when like my biggest thing was X-Men. I fucked with the X-Men heavy. I seen all the X-Men
Love
films,
X-Men.
But the other Marvel people, I was like, okay, like I know enough just because of reading a lot of X-Men, that like at a certain point I was like, man, I don't need to see these movies cause they're not the ones I fuck with. But then I don't know what, then I'm 9 years behind on the discourse. Palm Springs is trending. Their city council has just authorized a new UBI, Universal Basic Income, pilot program for non-binary and trans residents, because the city's analysis shows, and I think most people, without doing a proper analysis, would know that trans and non-binary people are, as they say, quote, particularly vulnerable in terms of like financial instability due to things like discrimination, assault, homelessness, unemployment, etc. So they felt that this was a good use of funds to begin piloting a universal basic income program. Twitter would probably, I wouldn't get my news from Twitter on this story because based on when you see it's trend, how it's trending on Twitter, it's just a bunch of rampant homophobia and like no nuance at all to understand the risk that trans people are at, especially trans people of color. it's just a bunch of stuff like, oh, you can just get, they're just giving money away to anybody. Like, I guess that's how it is in California. And it's like, well, first of all, do you know about why you might even need to think about a UBI pilot program where you live? Because automation, growing inequality, there's a way that we have to actually begin to address this stuff and figuring out if we do need, I mean, I think most people say, I mean, you can't just keep making money while like cutting jobs and expect everybody to still be a consumer. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing that's been happening. Like, you know, there's pilot programs in L.A. There was one in Stockton, famously. And all of the evidence of these programs show, like, because I think most, especially conservatives, their first instinct, or even whatever, fucking CNN-brained liberals, too, is just like, well, what are they going to do with that free money? Just use it on fucking...
It's like, what do you do with your free money? It's like, it's like you're allowed to spend, but they're not allowed to spend.
Well, the
it's
thing
like,
is, even people who get are in these pilot programs, they don't use the money frivolously.
No, absolutely. And that's why they're on the programs.
Right, right, exactly. Because they say, wow, the person that was broke bought eyeglasses for themselves that they've been walking around barely able to see because their eyeglasses broke. They buy cooking things so they can like sustain their life. That's the kind of shit it goes to. I think because most people look at a program like this from their place of privilege and just look at it like, well, shit, if I got a fucking thousand extra bucks, I'll probably buy a bunch of weed.
And it's like you have the privilege to think about having an extra $1,000. Like,
right.
They're
and then,
looking at
and
that
your
and
first
being
instinct
like,
isn't, well, I have shelter, I have food, I have these other, I have my health. So then what are my secondary and tertiary needs, which will maybe look frivolous, but you know, that's the thing about empathy is you got to be able to see it through someone else's eyes. Anyway, that's what is trending today. For what is this? Wednesday? Yeah, it's Wednesday, April 6th. Shout out to them, to all the April birthdays. What else was I going to say? No, not much. I just want to say, please take care of each other. We'll see y'all tomorrow for a new episode. Great one. We got, I'll just tell you, Dana Donnelly. If you're listening, one of our favorite Twitter personalities and comedians. And yeah, until then, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and just don't be a fucking shitty person. Try and understand people need help, and that's okay. Even if it's you, if you need help, that's okay. You should tell somebody. You should just be able to express that without judgment. And if you need a place to do that, call it. Okay. Until then, we'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.